Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.
Hello and welcome along to the GAA Postcast with me, David Jennings, from The Racing Post. In part one, we are joined by Aidan Taggy Fogarty and Paddy O'Hearn from our sponsors, Paddy Power. And in part two, when we will be talking about the Crunch Ulster clash between Monaghan and Tyrone, we have got Meath legend Joe Sheridan. So before we get stuck into some cracking action in the Munster Hurling Championship this weekend, a quick reflection on last weekend, chaps. Paddy, first of all, how has last weekend's action had impacted the markets for the All-Ireland and maybe the Leinster Championship?
Yeah, there wasn't really any seismic changes, but there was just a little bit kind of, I think, more an opinion than anything else, just based on the Kilkenny performance. Now, in fairness to Dublin, we kind of sat here last week and we didn't expect the performance that came. They were desperately unlucky, and I thought that, like, they really impressed me in the day. I thought they were brilliant. Having said that, Galway went down to Tullamore, did what they needed to do. They've shortened a small bit for Leinster. They're 5-6. Kilkenny, even having won, they're 7-4, which is basically what they would have been before it. And we've actually shortened Galway and Tip in the All-Ireland, both to 5-2. I think they were both 11-4 shots last week, just based on that Kilkenny performance. Like, I think anyone, if they're honest with themselves in Kilkenny, if they think that performance is good enough to win an All-Ireland, if they're going to play like that every day, I think they'll quickly realise it's not going to be good enough.
Well, there is no more honest Kilkenny man than Aidan Fogarty. Aidan, what did you make of that Kilkenny display? I suppose with 10 minutes to go, you were nibbling at the fingernails, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely, David. I was up there and it was tough going. 10 minutes to go, I actually couldn't see Kilkenny getting over the line. Dublin were dominating us in every part of the field. Their half-back line were well on top. Liam Rush was on fire, Conal Keeney was on fire, and that was probably the turning point really for me, was Conal Keeney going off. Kilkenny scored 1-5 to a point after that. Killian Buckley came into the game, our half back line came into the game, and probably if you look at it, our bench was a little bit stronger just in the last 10 minutes. Paul Murphy came on, made a difference. Colin Finley came on, got 3 points, and obviously Liam Blanchard came on and got that crucial goal. So I suppose if you look at it, Dublin, it was daylight robbery, really. Kilkenny should not have won the game. Dublin would be kicking themselves. Chris Cumley was on the Sunday game there afterwards, and he was just dumbfounded. I was talking to one or two guys just around the panel there, the Kilkenny panel. They were sitting down in the dressing room, and it was like as if they lost the game. They didn't know where to look. They were just couldn't believe they got over the line. And I suppose Brian Coney said it afterwards. He said, look, it's all about the end result and the score at the end of the day after the game. And Kilkenny just got there over 3 points, but Dublin was not expecting that. Just goes to show the league and championship, we talked about it, total different aspects to the game. The physicality Dublin brought to it, Pat Gilroy obviously concentrated on this game. And I suppose that's the thing going forward for Dublin now. Dublin were obviously preparing for this Kilkenny game since February, March, and they were harping on about it and building. And now they've got beaten in a game they should have won, and now they've got to Wexford Park. So it's so interesting to see the follow on from that, but definitely, Kilkenny got out of the stakes there, and Dublin should have won it.
And we will certainly get to see how Dublin have recovered from that gut-wrenching defeat to Kilkenny later on in the show. We'll be talking about their trip to Wexford Park. But before then, it's the big one of the weekend. What a Munster Championship clash we have in store. It's RT2, it's 2 o'clock, it's Sunday, it's Limerick v Tipperary. And Paddy O'Hearn, can we have some prices and handicaps, please?
Yeah, we can. Limerick are at home. They're 2-1. The draw is 9-1. Tipperary out to 15. It's a 3-point handicap. Limerick plus 3 at 10-11. Handicap draw is 11-1. And Tipperary minus 3 is even money.
And Paddy, before we get into the two teams, where has the money been going this week on this match?
It's been kind of, I think we're seeing a lot more money on Tip from Munster and All-Ireland. I think, like, from my own personal point of view, and I think a lot of people are thinking the same way, in that of all the games that Tipperary are going to have in Munster, everyone is looking at this as like the real potential banana skin they're going to have in their four group games, or even if they go on to a final. The money has, there's been nibbles for Limerick, and like the more the week goes on, you kind of have more people fancying them. So we haven't been bowled over by money on the match, but if it's going anyway, it's slightly going on the Limerick side for the match, and then Tipperary for the outright, really.
This Limerick team, Paddy O'Hearn, how do we assess it? Like, giant strides during the league, and they're a team that are threatening to deliver ever since that daylight robbery in Croke Park on that miserable wet Sunday all those years ago when Limerick should have beaten Kilkenny. There hasn't been much for Limerick people to shout about, has there?
Yeah, not really. But then, I mean, like, in fairness to Limerick people, there really are as good supporters as you're going to find really in the country. Like, they'll always kind of go and follow them. You see those under 21 finals where they have massive followings, and like, I think they deserve a bit of success. And like, we kind of say that they haven't had much to shout about. Maybe they haven't in a senior kind of a point of view, but in terms of underage, in terms of those under 21 teams, like, they've given them great days out, and it's really, really hard to knock any of that kind of underage form. So that kind of, it's a very, very different team than that team that ran Kilkenny very close. Like, I think John Kiely, especially this year, has kind of had to look at the panel and just say, right, he's going to have to kind of bring in this new era of young player. And you kind of see that with the likes of Aaron Gillan. It's amazing to think it's his first year in the Limerick senior panel.
What a player.
He's such an important player now in terms of frees, but like in terms of from play as well. Like, you would be scratching your head wondering how he wasn't brought in last year, to be fair. Seamus Flanagan as well had a really good league. Like, the average age of the team, I'd say, like, I haven't worked it out, but I would say it's about 24, 25. Like, if you're looking at a guy like Keen Lynch, it seems like he's around for years now, even though he's still only, what, I'd say 23, maybe 24, maybe even younger, I'm not even sure now. But the thing about these kind of young Limerick fellas is, and especially when they're going up against the likes of the Tips and they're going up against the likes of Corks, like, since they're minors, as they're coming up through to under 21, they've absolutely no fear of these teams, because they're used to beating them. Like, I really think that they're going to bring that kind of attitude into this game. Like, the Gaelic Rounds is, I think you talked to Damien about it at the start of the year, about how home advantage is going to suit certain teams. Like, there's no more teams in the country that's going to suit more than Limerick and Clare, because if you add the Gaelic Rounds and Ennis to them, like, you're adding, before the game even starts, you're adding 3-4 points off the bat.
Wow, that's a big shout. Aidan, this Tipperary team, I think I'm speaking for the majority of hurling fans here. They're infuriating in that we all think that they have the potential to win, you know, 3-4 All-Irelands in a row. And then when it just comes down to the crunch, there are times when they're just found wanting. What can we expect from Tipperary in 2018?
Well, that's it, David. You've touched on it there. Tipperary have so much potential. Like, their squad and their players and their forward line are just exceptional hurlers. And, you know, they're competing at the highest level. They have their tradition. You know, they have the backbone. They have the will to win. When they get Tipperary to an All-Ireland, it's very difficult to see them lose. They're just so good at winning All-Irelands. But there is something missing from them. I think on a mental stake, especially when it comes up against Kilkenny, and I talk about Kilkenny because I've experienced it, there is something mental that's just lacking a small, small bit, that when they have to actually push on and be ruthless and get over the line in a top team, they fail to do it. And I think with Michael Ryan this year at the league, he's tested out so many players. He was looking for a panel. And the way the structure is, we've talked about it, you need a big, big panel to go forward. So he's tried out Sean Corn, Michael Breen, Conor Farr, Willie O'Connors, Billy McCarthy, these guys. But it's kind of showed up in the league final that really you need your big players. You need your big players back. So you need the likes of Bubbles, you need the likes of Owen McGrath, Bonner Maher, Shamey Callaghan. And these are the guys that haven't played much league action at all. So Michael Ryan is really looking for a strong panel and players to come in off the bench, like I suppose the Kenny guys did, and make a difference. So, like, looking forward to the Limerick game, what team is actually going to be picked? That's Michael Ryan's hardest job this week, is actually to get his best 15 onto the field and get them playing in sync with each other. Like, you have Jason Ford absolutely on fire, probably the hurler of the league this year. But Seamus Cannon is obviously fit. He's back training. Will he start him? Will he not start him? Where will Jason Ford go? Can the two of them play in
the... Who takes the freeze?
Who takes the freeze? Exactly, yeah. And in fairness, over the years, Tipperary have huge hurlers, as in so skillful, ball to hand, but he needs a mix. He needs a Bonner Maher. He needs the likes of a Michael Breen to get in there. Then you look back to their back line, and you have a full back line who are there for the taking, in my eyes. James Murray had a poor league. He was found out in the league final against Walter Welch, where he's put on him. Mickey Cal, by all means, is out injured, even though I suspect Cottle Barrett will actually go in there. And Cottle Barrett, for me, is a huge player for Tipperary. He sets the whole thing up. He's lively. He's dynamic. He's playing him in midfield there lately. But if you had Alan Flynn and Cottle Barrett in the two corners, they're very, very good hurlers. And looking for a full back, though. And who is going to play full back? Will they put back Parry Maher? who's to know? I don't think that's a good decision myself, but there's so many ups and downs, and they're even looking for a goalie, to be fair, you know, with the retirement. They tried a few goalie options as well. So really, it's Michael Ryan's to get the bit 15 on the field, and he needs the bit 15 with about 3 or 4 to come on. But definitely, this weekend, it's so hard to call between Limerick and Tipperary. But going forward, you'd imagine Tipperary being in an Ireland final. It's strange to say, you know.
And before I come to you, Paddy, and basically to give your prediction on this match, I'm going to throw a stat at you. These Limerick and Tipperary have met 5 times in the Championship since 2012. 4 points or less have separated them in 4 of them 5 matches. So it's been very little between them. And there was obviously a draw in the league this season. So that while we all think that Limerick have been in decline, Tipperary have struggled to overcome them in recent years. And this looks a better Limerick team than the ones that would have tackled Tipperary in the last couple of years. So, is there an upset on the cards?
I think there's a huge chance of it. We'll say, like, that's the thing, like, Limerick will always kind of raise a performance for Tipperary, I think, no matter how bad they're going. And, like, the Gaelic Grounds, as I've mentioned before, is a massive addition. There's a little bit of a caveat as well on this, in the sense that from, like, I'm not rock solid on this information, but from what we're hearing, Barrett is going to be out and the cannon's not going to start. So if that's the case, like, it's hard to know. Like, obviously Barrett is a big loss, and Cannon, like, if he's not 100% fit, they're probably better off not starting him, because, like, with that inside forward line, they're
how good is how good is this information now, Paddy? Are we talking 60-70% reliable?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I mean, it's generally pretty good. And then that's what we'll say, a lot of the kind of online forums, which you wouldn't be trusting a lot of the time, but sometimes it's pretty good as well. Like I think the Barrett one is pretty good. And yeah, from, like, I'd be willing to trust the Cannon one as well, because I think he played a club game, and I don't know how strong he was now.
So you didn't just hear this down the back at Mass on Sunday morning?
I know, and well, I don't go to Mass every morning anyway, especially not up here, and you definitely wouldn't hear it up here. But I think it's pretty reliable enough, so it wouldn't surprise me not to see Shamey starting, and I don't think Barrett is going to play. The reason I don't think Cannon for this game, he's probably not, like, obviously if he's 100% fit, you would start him, but, like, with the inside forward line they have, they've kind of proved in a lot of league games that they can get away with it. And I think at the minute, what's more important than Cannon starting is the likes of Bubble starting and Dan McCormack as well, because, like, in that league semi-final against Limerick, and especially in that league final against Kilkenny, that half-forward line on puckouts got absolutely cleaned out, so you need your ball winners back there. You have to see two of them and Noel McGrath starting in that half-forward line. But, this all kind of boils down to that there's a certain number of question marks around Tipperary, definitely their first day out. I think Limerick have a big chance, and I think 9-4 is more than a fair price on them.
So you're going straight on the nose, Limerick at 9-4.
Yeah, I would. Like, you can obviously back the handicap and get a bit of insurance that you probably would have needed in that league match. But, like, I wouldn't put anyone off at back in 9-4. Like, if you had to give me a bet on the match winner, it would be Limerick, kind of 9 times out of 10 at 9-4 there.
So, Aidan Fogarty, one vote for Limerick at 9-4 with Paddy Power. Is it going to be 2 votes?
Yeah, well, it's going to be so close. I think Limerick are a bogey team for Tipperary over the years, and always have been. It's down in Limerick. But I just feel the heart of the league final, you know, the talk about Tip being, you know, not as good as they were, that'll drive them on, the experience and the firepower up front for Tipperary. And I think maybe their bench in the last 5 or 10 minutes, as we said, if Cannon doesn't start, if he comes on in the last 10 minutes, it's going to get Tipperary tails right up. You know, so I think they have more options on the bench. You see it last weekend, you need a strong bench. So I'm just giving it to Tipperary, barely, but I do think it's going to be so close.
Okie doke, so it's going to be a humdinger in the Gaelic Grounds. Paddy Hearn, your votes for man of the match and first goal scorer?
First goal scorer, I'll go with Jason Ford. He just had a phenomenal league, and, like, he's really coming into it. It was kind of, he'll be happy himself that it took an injury for him to kind of play full forward and sit there at 14, but it's his natural position. He was, apart from TJ, himself and TJ were kind of vying for it, but he was hurler of the year in my book by by a decent distance. Like, I thought he was absolutely brilliant. And yeah, 13-2, I think it's 11-2 with us is more than fair for a score. Man of the match, like, if you think Limerick are going to go close, I think Jeremiah Burns is a real classy hurler. I think he's like, we're 20-1, I think, for man of the match, and he's worth a bet at that price.
Okay, Dermot Burns, an interesting shout there for man of the match. Aidan, your calls on man of the match and first goal scorer?
Yeah, we touched on him earlier on, actually. I'm going to try Aaron Gillan for first goal scorer. He's a prolific scorer from play. His work rate probably isn't the best. You know, he's 2017 Borgosh Player of the Year. Really, really lively on his feet. Takes the freeze as well. So I think he's in with a good shout for first goal. For man of the match, I'm probably going to go for an obvious choice here. I'm going to go for Pádraig Maher, centre back or wing back, whenever he starts, for man of the match. I think Limerick play a traditional style. They have big men in the half forward line, so I think they're going to lump ball down in the half forward line. And Pádraig Maher, no better man to catch ball. And I think it's going to be a really kind of a physical, strong kind of a game. And Pádraig Maher just loves that kind of a championship pace match. Where it's physical, and he's also captain, so I think that role he feels he has to maybe do a little bit extra. So, more Pádraig Maher for man of the match.
Paddy, some prices there. Aaron Gillan for first goal scorer.
Yeah, Aaron Gillan for first goal scorer is, I think he's around the 13-2 mark. Just 1 second there. He's 15-2 for first goal.
And Pádraig Maher for man of the match.
And Pádraig Maher, wouldn't be taking many chances now. I think he's around 9-1 for man of the match.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. 9-1 poke. And before we move on to the second Munster Championship clash, the best bet on the coupon in Limerick v Tipperary, Paddy Hearn is?
Yeah, it will be tight, but I think there's a bit of juice in Limerick. So yeah, Limerick, I'd say it'll be around 2-1 on the day, but yeah, I'd say take a chance at Limerick.
Okay, Limerick to win for Paddy Hearn. Aidan Fogarty?
Yeah, I think Tip will win, but I think it's no harm maybe to go for a draw.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, as we said, it's been close in recent clashes between these two sides, and the draw is 9-1. So, very interesting. My best bet on the coupon, for what it's worth, I don't know if it's going to be as high scoring as people believe. Limerick under 24.5 points at 4-5 with Paddy Power. That looks the bet for me. So, moving on to 4 o'clock on Sunday, it's Cork v Clare on RTE2. Another really interesting clash between two very unpredictable sides. Paddy Hearn, some prices and handicaps for Cork v Clare.
Yeah, Cork are 4-6. The draw is 8-1. Clare 13-8. The handicap betting, Cork -1, 10-11. Handicap draw is 10-1, and Clare +1 is even money.
Aidan Fogarty, please God, tell me what to expect from this Cork side this year.
Sure. Like, how can we predict Cork? They're just up and down so much. Look, if you look at it, I think Cork, to be fair, are a championship side. They don't like the league side of things. They don't like league hurling. I think John Myler and the background team really set this team up for a dry ball. The type of players they have, you know, the Mark Coleman's, the Carlahan's, the Horgan's, the Harrodies, these are summer hurlers, and this team is a championship team. Like, in fairness, they're Munster championships from last year. But I really think they need to push on. John Myler, and that kind of comes down to management. What difference are they going to bring to the championship this year that they didn't bring last year? If they go with kind of the same setup or maybe the same mantra of, look, we'll just play easy flow and nice hurling, I don't think that's going to get them over the line or get them into a semi-final. But there's so many things to look at for a Cork's point of view. You know, it is in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. They love the aura of the Munster Hurling Championship. You know, they have great supporters, so I think that's a couple of points straight away there on the board for them. But, like, I think they're actually getting better. You know, you have Tim O'Mahony only in centre-back. He's relatively new, but I think he's a very, very good hurler. You have Mark Coleman there, got an All-Star last year on the wing-back. So their backs are getting better, even though I think the full-back line is very, 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 very poor. I think they're there for the taking. The likes of Shane O'Donnell or Peter Duggan and these guys can open them up. Who's to say? I think it's going to be a free-flowing game. I think if you look at even their Ireland in 2013, it was like, I go up and get a goal, you go down and get a goal. I think it's going to suit both teams. I think the style that Clare are going to bring to it are actually going to suit Cork. It's probably not as going to be as physical as the Clare and Limerick game. I think it's more being kind of free-flowing, ball to hand, so nice touches, great point taken. I think it's going to be a high-scoring match. And it's going to be intriguing to see what both teams bring to it, really, because really, both are unknown identities, and you can't really tell from the league performances anything, because we've seen that with Kilkenny. You know, Tipperary beat Limerick and Kilkenny beat Tipperary well, and obviously nearly got caught last weekend against Dublin. So the first round of championship is always very, very hard to tell. We have a bit of inkling on Kilkenny and Dublin already, but looking at Cork and Clare, we just don't know where they stand.
Sounds like it's going to be a cracker if you're to be believed. And total points then, over 50.5 points, 5-6 of Paddy Power. Should we lump on that? Is this going to be goals and points galore, Aidan Fogarty?
I think so, yeah. I think definitely points. I think it's going to be end-to-end. I think the way like Clare are going to set up probably with a sweeper system, that's going to suit Cork. They love this movement, moving the ball through the ranks. It's not going to be that physical. I don't think, well, obviously it's going to be heavy hits in it, but I don't think it's going to be that physical. So I think there's going to be a lot of goals and a lot of points in it, and it's going to be really exciting stuff.
Paddy, are you going to back up that theory? Are we in for an absolute humdinger in Porcaccaíoch, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very good match, and I wouldn't disagree with the sentiment that it's going to be high scoring, but I think it could be high scoring in terms of points. I'm not so sure about goals. If you look at the Clare team in the league, and I know like the conditions are going to be worse and that kind of thing, but they only conceded two goals in the group stages of the league. Like this game was, when it was played in Ennis in the league, was kind of 23-19. And generally, if you're kind of looking at this Clare team this year, apart from the Limerick game, which they seem to kind of fall apart at the back a small bit, that a lot of their games were kind of low enough goal expectancy. Now, that's not to say it's not going to be a high scoring, because I can see both teams, like generally in these kind of Cork games as well, that both teams can end up with 20 odd points from just points alone. So I wouldn't put anyone off back in the over points. I just don't know where the goal is going to be raining down like they would in maybe other games this year. In terms of the match, we're seeing a fair bit of money for Clare, so I think a lot of people are kind of buying into this logic that Cork are gone back from last year and they're kind of mercurial and that kind of thing. I'm not so sure about that. Like, I think Porcaccaíoch is a bit of a decent advantage. If you think about the Munster final last year, and granted Cork had gone beat Tipperary and Waterford before it, but that game, like, we laid Cork from height that day. It was a neutral venue. They went off around 4-7 and, you know, won the game as the price kind of expected. You're now saying that they're a bigger price at home against Clare, a Clare team who, for all their kind of potential, and they do have a strong panel, haven't really proved it, didn't prove it last year and haven't really proved it since. So, like, in terms of match prediction, I think home advantage is going to tip it. Even on a neutral venue, I'd probably have Cork just slight favourites, but I wouldn't have a massively strong opinion, because, as you say, like, it's hard to see what kind of Cork is going to show up. But like, you'd imagine their first game in Porcaccaíoch, there's going to be a huge Cork crowd there, that if they're going to do it any day, they should be doing it on Sunday.
Aidan Fogarty, who wins and by how much?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. It probably boils down to both sets of forwards if we're talking about high-scoring games, which team puts more scores on the board. For me, I think the Cork forward line is that slightly a bit stronger, with Lehan, Horgan and Harnedy, and Kingston, the big man. There's a better, more of a mix. It's in their home ground. They'll have a feel for the field. So I think Cork by about 4 or 5 points.
Okay, interesting. Paddy O'Hearn?
Yeah, I'd fall down on Cork. I wouldn't be massively strong in it, but I think Cork should win. I wouldn't be surprised. I'd say Cork will win by 2 or 3.
Okay, Aidan, we're going to come to you first for man of the match and first goal scorer prediction.
Yeah, my first goal scorer prediction would be John McGrath. He's playing, probably going to be playing corner forward. He's playing off a big man, Peter Duggan, there on the full forward line as well. He's a prolific goal scorer. He scores a lot of goals. And also Shane O'Donnell on the far side, he scores a lot of goals, but he also sets up a lot of goals. He's very direct, and they play very well together. So my first goal scorer would be John McGrath. My man of the match, I think I'm going to go for Mark Coleman, wing back. He had an exceptional year last year. He was playing to a very high standard. He got an All-Star. He's obviously from the Blarney Club in Cork. I think he's very good. I think he's only going to go better, and I think this year is a big year for him.
Lovely stuff. Paddy, some prices there. John McGrath for first goal scorer and Mark Coleman for man of the match.
It's probably Conor McGrath, is it?
Oh, sorry, Conor McGrath,
yes. No bother. Yeah, Conor McGrath is 7-1 and Mark Coleman is 11-1 for man of the match.
And your own selections?
Aidan tagged, or Aidan just mentioned it's him there.
Definitely not Aidan. I thought you were going to tip him for. I don't think Aidan's days of getting man of the match or full score, no, first goal scorer are gone.
Yeah, he does like. He does like scoring goals against Cork, to be fair. But
not only has he come out of retirement, but he's also got a transfer down to Cork.
Yeah. No, Aidan just touched him there. Peter Duggan. I think he kind of carried in his exceptional club form in Clare last year. They got to the county final, and he brought that into the Clare panel this year. Yeah, he's really come of age, and I think 15-2 is a decent price for first goal scorer. Man of the match, I think Damien touched him as well in the anti-post one. We're big fans of Derek Fitzgibbon in the office. He's a real kind of a live wire, and I'd say if Cork are going to win, like he can be kind of a midfielder. You wouldn't even realise that he's 4 or 5 points scored in a half, you know, that kind of way. So I think Derek Fitzgibbon is a decent price for man of the match as well.
Yeah, he's a lovely hurler. And moving on to the other two championship clashes this weekend, I'm going to get the ball rolling here, lads, because I think the bet of the weekend is in Wexford Park, and I don't think Dublin are going to get over that heartbreaking defeat last weekend. Wexford -4, 10-11 with Paddy Power. Get on now. Discuss, Mr. Fogarty.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. To come down from that kind of a match just at last weekend and get themselves back upward, and I think they're preparing for Kilkenny so much that they just focus on Kilkenny. And now they have a 6-day turnaround to go down to Wexford Park to play a Wexford team in their own backyard. And in fairness, I suppose Pat Gilroy has shown his hand at the moment now, so David Fitz had time to work on it. So I think that's a great bet. And I think Dublin going to Wexford Park is going to be very difficult. It's a totally different game. Wexford play a totally different style of hurling. They play a sweeper system, they play more kind of a ball to hand kind of thing, and they move it through the ranks. So I just wonder, did Dublin focus on Kilkenny too much and not get the result? And now obviously they're going to be saying, look, we played well but didn't get the result, and then we have to go to Wexford Park and get back up for it. But it's so difficult to do that, and now we have Conal Keeney probably carrying enough. I don't know whether he's going to start. There's going to be a little tiredness in the legs come the last 10-15 minutes of that game as well. So I think that's a super bet. I think Wexford could just pick Dublin.
And I suppose, Paddy, to me, it's like, you know, a horse running in its third maiden hurdle before it runs in a handicap. And just running too well in the third maiden hurdle and getting too high of a mark. The cat is out of the bag now with Dublin. The shock factor is gone. Wexford are going to win this game easily. Don't you dare disagree.
No,
you're not allowed to disagree.
They're aligning against Dublin, that's for sure. There was a couple of guys who you thought might be back as well. There was talk about Donal Burke and maybe Eamon Dillon being fit. They're not going to start now. Conal Keeney's going to be out. I think David Tracy is back. I saw enough fight in Dublin last week that they are definitely going to bring it down. Like, I was really, really impressed with them last week, but it's going to be very hard. I just think it's not going to be a great game to watch. Like, this one isn't on telly. It'd be nice if it was, but the thing is, like, they're both going to play the sweeper now. It's going to be a pretty kind of a physical enough kind of a game. I don't think it's going to be a brilliant game to watch, and for that simple reason, I'd say Dublin might be able to keep the score down. Like, I don't know if Wexford are going to hammer them, but I think Wexford will win the match.
Yeah, I think they will hammer them. So it's three votes for Wexford. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I just think, like, if you were looking around on the total points line as well, like, if you were to get kind of 47-48, I don't think it's going to be a real free-flowing, high-scoring game. Like, I don't think that Dublin... Wexford aren't going to basically let Dublin score the goals that they did last week, and in that sense, I think it might be a low-scoring game.
And moving on to the final hurling clash this weekend. Now, I have to say, it's not very often I get shocked by certain prices, but I was very, very, very surprised when I looked at the betting for the Kilkenny-Offaly match during the week, and I saw that the handicap spread was 13 points. I presumed it might be 7, 8, possibly 9, but 13 points, Paddy Ahern. You got this one wrong?
I don't think so. I was down in Tullamore last week, and, like, obviously it did it finished on the 12, and we obviously fancied
it. But it wasn't a 12 point game, was it?
I think it might have been. Like, they conceded 5 goals. Joe Kenning missed a penalty, and Owen Cahill saved, like, you know, kind of 3-point blank saves. Like, basically every time the ball went down there, you were kind of, as soon as Conor Whelan got it, you thought, right, this is on here now. Like, I thought they could have had 10 goals. Like, there was an awful lot of It was a real positive performance from Offaly, in fairness. And you could definitely say they were unlucky to kind of the handicap getting beat with that late Jason Flynn goal. I just think there's going to be a reaction from Kilkenny more so than Offaly here. Like, Kilkenny won the game last week, and even now, like, all they seem to kind of get was criticism for it. I don't think the panel would be happy themselves. I don't think Cody is going to be happy either.
You heard Aidan Fogarty, they were staring into space in the dressing room last weekend. They were disgusted with themselves.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, I would expect down in Nolan Park, if goals are on in this Kilkenny team, I expect them to take it out in them this week. Like, 13 is a pretty high handicap, but the way Offaly play, like, they're gone completely opposite from last year. And Kevin Martin has kind of said to it as well. He said he's not going to change the way that they play. Like, they're very, very open. And if there are kind of guys like last week, Kilkenny fellas coming off the bench trying to kind of repair reputations or trying to play themselves into positions for the end of the year, I could see it kind of going out of hand later on.
Before we go over to Aidan, this is a very hypothetical question, but if Offaly were playing Dublin this weekend in Parnell Park, what would the handicap be?
It's an interesting one. Like, that
four,
is going to be
five.
I would say if it was Parnell Park, you're probably talking about six, maybe.
Okay.
That's what I would have thought. Now, like, obviously the Croke Park league game was completely different. Like, it would be different in 20 more, but that's after Dublin's performance last week. That's probably, I'd say I'd be putting it up something around that.
Aidan Fogarty, are Kilkenny going to beat Offaly by 14 points or more?
I don't think so.
Neither.
Yeah, there's going to be a bit of a backlash, but I don't think Kilkenny are going to come out and just lord it over Offaly. It's in Nolan Park, and players won't be happy with themselves, obviously, and they'll be mad to put a performance in together. But I just thought the way Kilkenny played against Dublin last time, they were just really, really off the mark, a couple of the guys. So there is question marks over Kilkenny. And sometimes after a game like that, you kind of go down to the next game and you're trying to force things. And when you're trying to force things, you know, things, clouds can kind of come over you. So I think Kilkenny will win, but I don't think by 14 points, not at all. I think there will be goals in it. I think Offaly will be opened up at times because they are playing as 15-on-15, and that will suit Kilkenny down to the ground. I think there could be changes, like maybe if the likes of Colin Finley plays and the likes of maybe Gerard Edwards gets a bit of maybe more form, there could be more goals. But I didn't see anything to suspect that Kilkenny are free flowing and look for goals, so I don't think there's going to be many opportunities to get them, you know. But definitely not a 14 point win, but I think they will win alright.
Aidan Fogarty, I'm going to ask you a question now. You're not going to like it. Now, I promise you're not going to like it, but I want you to answer it honestly. Are this Kilkenny team any bloody good, or did they just win a poor league? Like, have we seen anything to suggest that this Kilkenny team is any way close to the team that you played in years ago? Or are we constantly overrating them because of the Cody factor, because it's Kilkenny? Are they actually any bloody good? Because they didn't look great last week.
No, they are a good team. They have no doubt about it. I think Dublin, open Parnell Park, is always a difficult place to go. But I still think if you're comparing to teams before, they're probably not up to that standard. Will they win in Ireland? I don't think they will win in Ireland, but they are a very good team. I think in Croke Park in the bigger spaces, I think they'll play way better. And to be fair, we had seven championship debutants there in Dublin last week. So that kind of a game will bring him on massively. And that championship pace will bring him on. Like, we're comparing league and championship, and there is no comparison, really. In league, you might have 5 seconds on the ball. In championship, you're probably getting 2 seconds on the ball and 3 or 4 hits off it as well. So these guys are probably very new to that. It can pass them by, but I think panel-wise, I think they're in a way better place they have been last year, or even the year before. Brian Cody has found a few guys, Mossy Keown, in fairness, John Donnelly, James Maher played well last weekend as well. So I would definitely not say they're a bad team. I think they're going to be very, very hard to beat, as we've seen last week, which is a very good trait of any team. And I think going forward, they probably won't win their Ireland, but they'll be there or thereabouts. So I wouldn't say they're a bad team at all.
Okay, I take it back. Before we come on to the best bet of the weekend, Paddy, your best bet in Kilkenny v Offaly?
I would say I think there's an 11-point handicap around the Kilkenny. Like I say, like, I just think if it's going away from Offaly in the second half and Kilkenny empty the bench, I think they could beat them well enough.
Paddy, one of us is going to have a good weekend and one of us is going to have a very bad weekend. We could not disagree more. But that brings us on nicely to the... yeah, we'll finish on 12. We'll settle in the middle. That brings us on nicely to our best bet of the weekend. Paddy, I'm going to throw my two pence worth into the hat here, and I'm hoping you're going to agree with me. I think that Mayo are absolute certainties, and that the two-point handicap could be obliterated.
Could you not get a new one of them? Jesus Christ. 2 years in a row now they've been beaten. On that bombshell that Mayo were once again beaten by Galway last weekend in the football, Paddy Hearn, your best bet of the weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to go with under 2.5 goals in Cork Clare. I think there'll be points in it. I'm not so sure there's going to be that many goals.
What price?
6-5 a paper.
6-5 under 2.5 goals in Cork v Clare. Aidan Fogarty, your best bet of the weekend?
Yeah, I think Tip and Limerick draw.
Wow. Okay, 9-1 for Tip and Limerick to draw. And I'm going for the blatantly obvious one that's staring us all in the face. Wexford -4 against Dublin. That's all for part one. Join us again in part two, where we'll be joined by former Meath attacking ace, Joe Sheridan.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week, and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. T&Cs apply. 80+. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome back to our GAA postcast for part two, where we'll be looking at the Ulster Championship clash between Tyrone and Monaghan. We've also got Limerick v Clare, Tip v Waterford and Fermanagh v Armagh this weekend. And to talk about the action and to reflect glowingly, I suppose, from his point of view on last weekend's action, we are joined by Meath legend Joe Sheridan. Joe, how are you?
Well, fantastic. After last weekend, obviously, yeah. So I can't complain, and ready to glow as much as I can.
Yeah, so the next time we meet in the Palace nightclub in Navan, I will be buying you Jaeger bombs all night long.
I'll have a great night, yes.
Because, of course, Galway did beat Mayo last weekend. But by God, Joe, Galway are not going to win in Ireland, are they?
A lot of people said this when Dublin started playing the way they were playing. They were playing very defensive. They were playing to win the game, and that's all that was done. Pat Gilroy, when he first started off, whatever he could do to win a game, he didn't care how pretty it was. And Kevin Walsh is of the same mold, you know, and they have this, like Galway are a team like me, very traditional in the way they play, and the supporters like a certain type of football to be played. But I think Kevin Walsh has come in and he's just said, look, at the end of the day, we want to be successful. We want to get to where we want to be. We have to play this way. We have to play defensive, and then we attack out at pace. And they did that. And I know it was very tight, and it was a shocking game to look at, and a lot of people would say that. But to be honest, Galway don't care. They're just happy enough. They got the win. It was, you know, I know with the sending off, it probably gave them a good boost as well. Like, it was 12-0 with 75 minutes gone in the game.
What an idiot.
It was obviously very tight.
Yeah,
it was, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on around the pitch, and it was just like, I didn't see any sense in it, to be honest. Like, when you look at it, like, fair enough if you want to get stuck in and, you know, stand up for your teammates and, you know, be there and like, but be a leader, you know. It was just a completely rash decision, and a lot of people saying, oh well, he tried to roll into it. It wasn't, the elbow was up and he caught him straight on the jaw, and it was a red card, and it was, unfortunately, it was the ending of Mayo. And you know, as I predicted and as I spoke here last week, Galway went on to win the game at 6-4. And I hope a lot of people listened to me.
Yeah, they probably did, because they don't listen to me. So whatever I suggested certainly wouldn't have been backed in Paddy Power. So moving on to this weekend, of course, it is Tyrone v Monaghan. It's 4 o'clock in Omagh on Sunday. And Paddy Ahern from our sponsors, Paddy Power, let's hear some prices and handicaps.
Yeah, Tyrone are at home, they're 8-15. The draw is 15-2. Monaghan are 21-10. Tyrone -2, 11-10. The handicap draw is 17-2. Monaghan +2 is 10-11.
Now, Paddy Hearn, I'm going to come to you first, because I think for once we are actually singing from the same hymn sheet here.
Very rarely it happens, but yeah, I'm probably not going to be as keen as you. You're probably going to tell me that they're going to win by, you're going to probably tip them by 16 points or more or something like that. But yeah, I do reckon Tyrone are going to win this one. I was just saying to you off air there, like, it's the first time that I've seen a Tyrone team in as long as I can remember that I'm actually looking at it going, wow, like, that's actually their strongest team, and that's the strongest team they have available to them. It's quite, I do like it because it's quite attacking. Like, it has that nice, that it actually has an inside forward line for once of guys who can score, like Lee Brennan, Conor McCallisky, and Mark Bradley are in there. Brennan has had a really good league. It's I would say deep down, if you really ask Mickey Hart, I'd say he hates the chap just because he's kind of lazy. He's not a Mickey Hart type player. He's not going to do the work, but he can score. And I think he will score on Sunday as well. Like he looks like he's going to get, he's taking the freeze kind of full time this time. He's a really, really accurate from open play as well. And I think that's going to get thrown over the line this weekend.
Joe Sheridan, if you take away, now obviously it was a big, big game and they lost it and they were hammered by Dublin. But if you take away that Dublin performance from Tyrone last season, their 2017 championship campaign looked like this. An 11-point win over Derry, 22 points to 11. 9-point win over Donegal, 121 to 112. An 8-point win over Down, 217 to 15. And an 18-point win over Armagh, 317 to 8 points. Then, if you go back to their last three performances in the league this year, when they started to get a settled team, they hammered Donegal, 213 to 110. They beat Mayo, 214 to 8 points. And then they beat Kerry, 116 to 14 points, despite Ronan O'Neill missing a penalty. This Tyrone team means business. Tell me they're going to win on Sunday.
Oh, I completely agree.
Yes.
As Paddy was saying, I looked at the team and I said, wow. I said, that is one of the best balanced teams probably in the country at the minute. You've got to take into consideration last year, you know, the teams in Ulster were very weak. You know, I wouldn't have had much faith in them, to be honest, last year. So I wouldn't sort of take in consideration the way they beat teams last year. And it was probably a false sense of security that they led into the sort of the open All-Ireland Championship against Dublin. So I like this year, like it's very sad. You look even like from half, the whole team across the board is so strong. And you have the likes of obviously Peter Hart, and you've got likes of Colin Cavanagh and McCann are actually fit to start as well. Matty Donnelly, he's just such a consistent performer at midfield, and I think he's going to have a massive game. He generally starts pretty well, and if he starts pretty well, you know, he drives the team on from midfield, you know. I think Mark Bradley is going to have a fantastic year. He's probably just, he's itching away the last couple of years, and he's had a couple of years experience, and I think it could be a big year for himself this year. Monaghan, I think a crazy stat. They've had like 13 players that started the championship in 2013 who will be starting the championship again this year. So when you look at that, it's like they're pulling from the same, and I know they have, when you look at the Monaghan championship and the amount of senior teams they have, they have a very small pool of players to pick from regarding senior teams, but and players in general. So they're pulling from the same players, you know, a lot of miles on the clock. You've got the Hughes, Wiley's, obviously Kieran McManus, obviously a serious player. But even last year, he struggled last year to really make an impact on the championship. And whether he can go again, you know, he's there and he gets a lot of abuse from players. And no doubt Tyrone will target him as a player that they will try and cut out and try and keep him away and minimize his effect on the game. So yeah, no, I think this Tyrone team, and I was looking at the prices earlier on in the week, it was 15-8 Monaghan. I think they're gone to 21-10 at the minute, are they?
That's right.
So you're looking at it, and I'm the same. The more the week has gone on, the more I'm pushing Tyrone. Like I was looking at Tyrone 1-3, 11-4, but I'm looking at probably Tyrone -5 now at 5-2. That's what I'd be looking at. So
yeah, I think you're looking at the right places there, Joe. And odds against Tyrone -2, 11-10 with Paddy Power. Before we just absolutely ridicule Monaghan to the last, the one thing that I will say to you, Paddy O'Hearn, is they've got a bloody good manager. And he has got the best out of them constantly. I don't think any Monaghan supporter can say that Monaghan have underachieved in the last couple of years.
No, absolutely not. And the thing is, like, it is the manager, but it's the players as well. Like, they have a great attitude. You see the guys like Vinnie Corey are coming back year on year. Like, it is a
hard
stable
to believe he's still playing championship football at the age of 63.
Yeah, he's still scoring goals this league as well. You know, that kind of... Like, they have... I mean, it's not a massive population base that they're picking from, but they just... Like, they have some really, really good players. Like, the likes... As Joe mentioned, Conor McManus, the two Hughes. The one thing about them is like they kind of need everyone fit, which in fairness they seem to have, I think, for this match. And they will trouble teams later in the year. I just think going away to Tyrone, like it is going to be. I don't think see, the thing about, if you look back at the games between, like, they haven't actually played that much in the last couple of years, because there was a year in 2016 where Tyrone were in Division 2. They've played in the league the last 2 years. And then for Championship, you have to go back to as far as 2015, where you can forget about Sean Kevin as far as he's a man and all that kind of stuff. Like, and that's 4 years ago now, you know, or three years ago. But like, you wouldn't have a huge amount of previous history to go on. They'll be up for the game. I'm just not too sure. Like, with seeing that Tyrone team and the way they sluiced through Ulster last year, I'm just not too sure they're going to be good enough on the day on Sunday.
Well, I'm going to set the ball rolling here for the best bets. I think you can take your pick. Tyrone -2, 11-10. That looks a great bet. Tyrone over 17.5 points at 6-5 with Paddy Power. That looks a great bet. But perhaps the best bet of the lot, Tyrone over 1.5 goals at 15-8. I think that looks a cracking bet, because you have to remember, take away Dublin and Tyrone scored the most goals in Division 1 of the National League. This Tyrone team has changed. Joe Sheridan, what's your best bet on the match coupon in Tyrone v Monaghan?
Yeah, I was looking at a couple of things there as well, and like, the only goal they conceded outside the Dublin game was against Donegal, you know, so I don't think they're going to concede much. But I do think they're going to run away, and this could be scary. I'm going for the best bet is Tyrone -5 at 5-2.
Lovely. Like the sound of that. Paddy Ahern, your best bet?
Yeah, I was actually the opposite in the goals side of things, because I was looking at Monaghan. Monaghan conceded one goal all league. And if you look at the previous meetings between these guys, I think it was 14-15, it was 14 points to 10 in 2017 in the league. Now, they were in pretty awful conditions. But I wouldn't be surprised not to see a goal in this. I think that, like, there was some big prices around on that. So I think Tyrone might win, but I think it's worth backing kind of no goal. I think we're 9-2, but you'd probably get bigger out there if you looked.
Okay, very interesting. No goal score for Paddy Ahern. Moving on to the rest of the clashes this weekend. Brewster Park, 7 o'clock. Fermanagh v Armagh. Paddy Ahern, some prices, please.
Yeah, we are currently 21-10 for Fermanagh, 15-2 the draw, 8-15 Armagh. Fermanagh +2 at even money. The handicap draw is 17-2 and Armagh -2 is even money.
I think Fermanagh will win this match. I thought they were every bit as good as them in the league. They've got home advantage. They've got a cracking manager. And I think 21-10 is a big price. Joe Sheridan, agree or disagree?
No, I don't think so. I think same thing again. 15-8 during the week. No, 21-10. Confidence gone out of Fermanagh. I understand, like, I remember years ago we went to Brewster Park with Meade, and it was probably one of the worst games I played. Yeah, it was shocking.
And you've had a few.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but thanks for reminding me. But yeah, it is a tough place to play, but I just don't think they have the quality of players there at the minute. Armagh have slowly improved over the last couple of years, and it has taken them a while, but I think they have the quality of players there at the minute to be able to overcome this Fermanagh team in Brewster Park. And I fancy Armagh to just a scrape. I don't think it will be tight, but I can see Armagh, like, in the last 10 minutes just pulling away. I don't think Fermanagh's fitness will be as at the level as Armagh. You know, they have I've just heard a few inklings now. There's been a bit of bad news in the camp, certain players coming in and out and different things like that with the Fermanagh team. So I just think Armagh have just slowly in the last couple of years improved, and I could see them coming out with maybe a 3 or 4 point win.
Okay, so maybe Armagh then to win by maybe 4, 5 or 6 points at 7-2. Paddy Power might be the bet for you.
I'd be looking at Armagh -2, even money. I that's what I'd be looking at.
Okay, dokes, lovely stuff. Paddy Ahern?
Yeah, it's generally pretty tight up in Brewster Park. Like, and Fermanagh had a good league. Like, Rory Gallagher is definitely, he's probably steadied the ship there as well, because when Pete McGrath left, you weren't really sure where some guys were. Like, you actually thought the guys would have left the panel more so, but he's actually, like, he's managed to coax Seamus Quigley back in, and they've been playing pretty well. I just think Armagh are going to have too much on the day. Like, they've a much more talented squad. I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game or anything like that. Like, I think Armagh will win by a couple of points, but I don't think they're going to hammer them.
Okay, dokes. And moving on just to the last two games very quickly. An incredible, I suppose, statement from the Waterford football manager, Tom McGlinchey, basically saying that they have absolutely no chance whatsoever against Tipperary in their Munster Championship opener. Would you agree, Paddy?
Yeah, I think so. Like, he's definitely keeping expectations down, but this Tip team can... just they've a lot of scoring power, and they can put up big scores against teams, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them absolutely hammer Watford.
What's the handicap there, Paddy?
It's an 11-point handicap. It's kind of, it might come down to how much they want to win by. Like, if they are 8 or 9 up, they wouldn't have the most rock-solid bench in the world. So, like, if they kind of emptied that, it might slow down a small bit, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them beat it at all.
Okay, dokes. Joe, in any of those two matches, Limerick v Clare or Tipperary v Waterford, any strong fancies?
No, it's pretty obvious at this stage. Obviously, with Tip and Waterford, Waterford have gone back significantly in the last couple of years. Tip, they're a goal-scoring team. They love scoring goals, and I can't see them doing anything but that against Waterford. I could see the 11-point handicap now being well.
Obliterated.
Clare, Limerick. Well, I didn't want to use that word because, you know,
it could come back to haunt you.
Waterford, but well, no, I stand by my predictions as from last weekend, so I won't run away from it. But regarding Clare and Limerick, you know, Clare have sort of the quality in the team, and they're probably an overall sort of 20 to 5 players that can come in and do a job for them as well. So Limerick have probably short on players over the last couple of years, and that they are struggling. So I can see a nice probably 6-7 point win for Clare as well on the day. I must mention actually Meath winning the O'Brien Cup though last weekend. There was no word of that. I think there's actually a parade going through Navan this weekend, so if anyone wants to come out and support the boys, it'd be great as well. So
less of the sarcasm now, Joe.
Me, boys.
Less of the sarcasm. A cup is a cup.
Absolutely, we'll take anything.
We certainly will. We will take anything we can get in Meath. There are lean times indeed. So now it's time for the best bet of the football championship this weekend.
Paddy, I'm going to throw my 2 pence worth into the hat here, and I'm hoping you're going to agree with me. I think that Mayo are absolute certainties, and that the 2-point handicap could be obliterated.
I'm going to give you a new little snippet for that this week, Jack, because I'm suggesting that Tyrone will beat Monaghan by possibly double figures, but they'll certainly beat them by more than 2 points. So I'm going to tip Tyrone -2 at 11-10 with Paddy Power for my best bet on the football coupon this weekend. Joe Sheridan?
Yeah, I've had a look at them, and I've looked at Armagh -2, Tyrone -2, and I just think the two of them are pretty spot on. So I'm going to actually throw them in a double as my nap for the weekend at even money 11-10. Armagh -2, Tyrone -2. So that's what I'm going for the weekend.
Great stuff. So that's about 130 double for Joe Sheridan. Paddy Hearn, your best football bet this weekend?
Yeah, I'm taking a small bit of insurance like last week again. I'll go under 1.5 goals in Tyrone Monaghan. I wouldn't put anyone off the no goals, but yeah, I think it's around 5-4 at the minute, and there's probably going to be more prices going up over the weekend. So yeah, I'd say that's solid enough.
Great stuff. So that's it for this week. Folks, look forward to all the hurling and football action this weekend. It's going to be a cracker. My thanks to Aidan Taggy Fogarty for joining us in part one, and to Joe Sheridan in part two. My thanks to Paddy O'Hearn from our sponsors, Paddy Power, who's been with us the whole way through. I've been David Jennings from the Racing Post. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, don't forget to rate, review and subscribe on iTunes. Don't forget to join us next weekend when we're going to be talking about Tyrone's facile win over Monaghan in the Ulster Football Championship.
Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.